So comes the Gemara and now begins to define what's ben kibushanim. So Amr Rav Huna, shalasham shamru hu sha'achar retufos. They have to be 3 years in a row. It can't be up to 1 year, then 5 years to come back, and 10 years later come back. Got to be retufos. And again, it makes a lot of sense because, especially if the whole idea is to, you know, prove that the guy wasn't meichem. If I see a guy eating now and then the guy disappears for 10 years, comes back a year later, if I see a guy eating day and day out, then I'm still quiet in the charaya gedol mizu. So I understand what Rav Huna says. And he just touches up a little bit some details about what's called ritzufim. Some fields actually derech kach is a life fallow for a couple of years in between. So the Gemara works on some of the, you know, the agriculture here. But now the Gemara raises an objection against Rav Huna, a technical question. Tanan, the last of the skinny lines of the Gemara, Ches de Batim. One of the examples of Chazokas is Batim, in case you didn't notice, that's the name of the parak. So what's the Achilles Peiros of Batim? There's no, you don't plant in the house. Obviously, Achilles Peiros is Labdaf. Achilles Peiros means usage. So if it's an agriculture, it's a field, then I'm eating the fruit. If it's a house, then I'm doing what? Living in the house. That's the Achilles Peiros equivalent to the house. So if Rav Huna is right, then you have to have Cheses Gimel Shonim consecutive. If you can't have any breaks, what would that mean? I have to have Eidus that I was in this house straight for 3 years. I can't have any breaks. So comes the Gemara and says, who is going to be able to be made in such a thing? No breaks means no breaks either by day nor by night. You're going to have Adam coming and say, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the guy was living in the house. Who's up at 2 o'clock in the morning? Who's in the world going to be made about such a crazy thing? How could you ever have a Ches Gimel Shonim or Ritzufim? It's a very, very not lumdish kasha. It's a mitzias kasha, the Gemara asks. How are you talking? The bottom of your mama yadim and the yadim. I'm gonna buy, you know, mad master about them shivvi. Shivvi made the yadi be bavale. No, the neighbors all know. Neighbors, the same guys in the bays who are looking into people's courtyards, the same nosy body people. So they'll look at it, they say, oh, I see the guy's home. Yeah, I can tell, I can see the lights are on, the bathroom upstairs. Yeah, they'll be able to come to bays and give some kind of an edus that the guy's home. Zoltan Abai says, don't ask for cash. Rava says, no, I'm gonna come to the better answer. Rava Amar, listen to this one. Rav says, listen to this case. Two Eidim are going to be able to come and say, we know that the person who's claiming that he bought the house is the real rightful owner. We know that that house was being lived in under the jurisdiction of the machzik, the person who's claiming that he bought the house. We're not made that he himself lived there. How would we ever know what's going on from closed doors for 3 years? You know what we're being made? We're the tenants. We had a 3-year lease. And we are coming to Beis Din and saying, we lived in this house every single day, every single night. We have a 3-year lease. We never budged. You can have a chesabat, the kasha l'maisa. Great. Fantastic. Wonderful. I thought this is a great okipta, right? Comes and Gemara says, it's a terrible okipta. Terrible disaster. You know why? These Eidim apostle Eidus. What apostle Eidus? Of course they're going to say that the supposed new owner is the owner. You know why? Because they paid rent for the last 3 years to him. And if it turns out that he's not the real owner, they just lost 3 years' rent. And thus begins our new sugya. So let's jump tomorrow. We'll pick up from this point. The psul no gev yedus. Stay tuned for tomorrow. Okay.